Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Morning. Welcome to Wednesday. I'm Larry Rinchin along with anchor man Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, we have a distinguished guest on our live stream. You can see him because you used to see him on TV and you still do.
So it's an early appearance for our special guest today, normally seen in later hours.
Yes. Much like Dracula. At times. Ray Pedlund, KDK TV meteorologist extraordinaire. Ray, good to see you this morning. And we wanted to reach out because you exposed some type of Arctic blast or some cold smack that's going to come here after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to see our temperatures coming up the next few days, including for light up night this weekend. Temperatures are going to be mild for much of the week of Thanksgiving, but Black Friday, the weekend after Thanksgiving, it looks like we're going to see some cold air slipping down as we get a big dip in the jet stream. So some cold air right on time to put you in the holiday spirit.
Are we talking polar vortex type stuff here, Ray?
I love that.
The thing about the polar vortex is the polar vortex is always there. It's always spinning around up in the Arctic. And it occasionally shoots some little areas of colder air down towards us. This is going to be cold, but we're not talking sub-zero temperatures or anything like that. But it is going to certainly be a colder feel than we're sort of used to, especially with how warm this year has been.
Well, this will be good for Pitt fans because next Saturday, the Miami Hurricanes come to Pittsburgh, and I'm thinking they don't like it when it's, as we would say here, chilly.
Yeah, I mean, cold temperatures are sometimes a big factor in those football games, especially when you're getting some of those southern guys coming up here to play. But yeah, you'll get to wear your cool Pitt jackets and everything else like that. So certainly the colder feel than even we've become kind of accustomed to. The last couple of days have been cold, and we're probably going to be seeing temperatures riding about the way things are projected this far out, about 15 degrees colder than usual. So that's upper 40s, low 50s this time of year. So we're going to be looking at highs only in the 30s again. So cold feel, and hopefully it feels really, really cold for those guys from Florida.
So, Ray, what is the winter forecast that you've cooked up here? I'm curious to know. And when does winter start again, on the 22nd or 21st?
Yeah, the solstice is, I believe it's 21st this year. Sometimes they shift a day or so, just because of the way the hours work out with that. But meteorological winter, though, begins December 1st. So we're getting real close to that. But we are looking at some shots of cold on and off coming in, probably like last year, maybe a little more. Because if you remember, we had that real cold shot where the rivers froze over and such. So expect probably something like that. And we're looking at a little more snow than last year, but still just below the average of what we would expect for snow this time of year. And the average has changed. It used to be 44.1. Now it's 41 inches of snow. So a little less than that, but certainly more than what we've had last year, and way more than what we had 2 years ago when we only had about 16 inches of snow.
Yeah, the last year was, what, the coldest in a decade. But again, we were shy of those average snowfalls. I know that skiers are hoping this cold shot of air after Thanksgiving will get this local ski resorts open. Is that a possibility, do you think?
This week leading up to it isn't usually very helpful, but once you get those colder shots of air, especially this time of year when the averages are coming down, it's getting into time where those snow machines are going to be firing up. So as long as you can keep those temperatures near or below freezing for a good chunk of the 24-hour day period, I think they're going to be getting ready. And I know they're really itching to get that snow season started up there.
Well, I want you to know that Paul's really a closet meteorologist. Right, Paul? You love this stuff.
Actually, Ray, I grew up in Montana. And so winter can be pretty tough there. And so that's why I'm so interested in the forecast here. I like living in a place with four seasons, and I like mild winters. And it looks to me like this is going to be an okay winter.
We haven't had a really good winter in a while. So I'm itching for that. I grew up in the snow belt, so closer to Lake Erie. So I'm a snow lover. I have a snow blower that loves to do its job in the driveway, but I haven't had to use that too much in the past few years.
Marty Griffin has an electric one he bought. He hasn't been able to use it much in the last few seasons.
Oh, gosh, I bought a deal of ice melt.
I still have it for this year.
And it's still like 75-80% full. It just hardly used it last year.
Yeah, our hardware
my corner of the garage with all that.
Hardware store buddies are saying, "Hey, we need some winter here." They got all this stuff, and they have to plan when they purchase to stock up months and months in advance. So they really rely on that advanced forecast. Well, that said, look for Ray Petlin on KDK TV. And I just thought of something, Ray. Every time Paul says he's from Montana, I'm going to play this.
Yeah!
All right. Appreciate the time, Raymond. Thank you. Ray Petlin, KDK TV. You see he's growing a beard.
Yes, I see that.
It's getting more shaggy. He's looking very Brett Kiesel-like.
We'll see how big that beard gets by the first of the year, huh?
All right, Ray. Looking good. Thank you. Remember that Robert Mitchum commercial for the beef industry?
Oh, yeah. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.